Hello, this is Christy.
Yes, hi, my name is Kendra. I'm calling from XPO Logistics. Is this the phone number associated with your account?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment to pull it up here. Okay. All right, hold on. Let me take a look. Okay, can you I have Christy Pullen.
That's
Can you
right.
verify your address for me?
Sure. It's 44077 Lacyville Terrace, Ashburn, Virginia, 20147.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. And how can I help you today?
Well, I received the notice saying that our stove would be delivered between 1:30 and 5:30, but in the message they said that because of the coronavirus, we would need to talk to an agent if we needed to have the stove installed, and we do. So I don't know when that happens, talking to the agent.
Oh, well, I can get you cleared for install now. I can do that now.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The first question is, has anyone in the home been confirmed with COVID-19 or have common symptoms such as fever, dry cough, or other respiratory issues?
No.
Has anyone in the home been quarantined for direct exposure to someone with COVID-19 in the past 14 days?
No.
All right. Yeah, those are the two questions we have for getting you cleared. And did you have anything else for me today?
Well, do you have any idea? It's getting kind of close to 5:30, so I was sort of wondering if you had any idea whether they were going to make it by then.
Well, it looks like they had some sort of delay or date change. I don't know. I don't know what that means. It just means that it's canceled, as far as I can tell, because there's a note here that
canceled.
Says it was changed from on board to canceled. Was on the field change, old value, on board to canceled.
Well, how would they, weren't they going to let us know about that?
For the life of me, I don't know why they don't call and say, hey, we can't make it. I really don't know that. But it does say client request.
Client request?
No, not you. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I need to stop reading you guys the notes. No, the client is Lowe's, it'll say, you know, it'll go deeper and say that the route, there was something with the route where they couldn't do it, but something, either the item wasn't there or.
Well, it already said it was out for delivery.
Right.
So that would be weird that it would be canceled when it was already out.
Shipment on board. It was removed from the route. That's what it says. Removed per carrier. Okay, so the driver had some problems. I don't know what it was.
So that won't do any good to contact Lowe's then if it was the
yes.
driver, right?
Yes, you are going to have to contact Lowe's. It might generate a date in here. I mean, it might generate a date for redelivery, but it doesn't say that yet. So you want to call them.
Oh, I do want to call Lowe's. Okay.
Yes.
So they'll have a record, the same record that you have of it being canceled?
Yes, they should. Okay. Make sure you speak with someone in delivery, maybe a manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so
sorry. Wait, one more question. If since I already answered those questions about coronavirus, mm-hmm. will that clear it for installation when they re-drop it off?
If they give you a new pre-call and they prompt you to call in, I would just call in. I know it's a pain, but if they don't look back, then they might not see that, and that might
mm-hmm.
cause some confusion.
So it is I'm responsible for making sure I contact somebody to answer these questions in order for them to go through with the installation then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That's what I wasn't sure about, was whether that was something that gets triggered in your system or whether I have to contact you. So, all right. I will contact Lowe's then.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.